This is Educated and Empowered. For those of you who are just now tuning in, what I'm talking about is what it means to trust the process. We hear this all the time. You know, we hear people saying, trust the process. And so you don't always understand what it means or how it applies or even what process am I in that I should be trusting, right? And so what I want to do in this segment is really just kind of break it down to, you know, because again, we know that I am an empowerment specialist. And so what that means is that in whatever aspects of my life, whether it be a life coach or lit coach, I find a way to keep people educated and empowered, right? And so what I want to do now is really kind of explain both as a lit coach and a life coach, how you can use this to your advantage. So what I'll do specifically, well, first is start as a lit coach, because from a literary standpoint, I want to talk to my writers, right? So whether you are a published author or not, if writing is what it is that you do, I want to kind of talk about how we incorporate this statement of trusting the process. So when as a writer, there are times when you may know exactly what you want to write about, but then it might be times where you're still trying to figure it out, right? And here's what's funny. Even when you think you know exactly what you want to write out, what you want to write about, what you may find is that as you're going through your creation process, that it's actually not at all what you thought, right? So you may say, hey, I want to write a memoir. I want to write information about me and tell my story, right? But then as you actually start writing the story, as you start going through the outlining process, you'll find out that there are things that you thought fit that actually didn't fit. And sometimes you may find yourself trying to work really hard to make something fit that just shouldn't go, right? And so I tell clients all the time that you really have to trust the process. A lot of times when you allow yourself to be in a creative place, your creative juices will kind of let you know what should be and what shouldn't be. And just because you thought that, you know, this should be included, if it's not flowing, then maybe that's just not the direction that you need to travel, right? And so you may be saying, well, Tenille, how do you know and how can you tell me about writing if you're just a coach? Well, here's the difference between me and some coaches. You have some coaches that have never done it. They just can tell you, right? How they say those who can't do teach. Well, in this case, it's not that I couldn't do, because I have done and I continue to do. I am not just a national award-winning author, but I'm also an international award-winning author. When I first came out, my first book that was entitled Pleasing Your Partner, Spiritual Guide to Happiness, I ranked number 3 as the National Black Book Festival's best new author, and that was in 2011, right? And then over time, I won an international award-winning medal for my 5th book, which was called Inspiration from Above. And then here recently, my latest book, Being a Black Man is Harder Than You Think, just placed as a finalist in the Independent Author Network Book of the Year Awards. And so this is not just something, when I'm telling you all about writing and how to write, it's not just something that I'm saying haphazardly. It's not just based off of things that I've read in a book or other people have said it from seminars that I've attended or webinars that I've attended. No, these are tips that I actually implement as an active author. So I wasn't an author 30 years ago and don't understand what's now happening. I am actively an author. You can, like, I literally just released my last book in June. So this is something that I know from experience. There are times when I'm writing a book and I go and I'm like, because I'll give you an example. I'm working on another book now. I'm actually working on two books now that are supposed to be dropping at the top of next year. And so one of the book is called Networking by Necessity. Now, I started on this book, if we're being honest, I started on this book back in 2019. And it is it's called Networking by Necessity, An Introvert's Guide to Mingling. I started on this book back in 2019. At the time, I was doing some volunteer work with United Way, and I had friended the president of United Way, whose name is Sean Garrett, and he himself is an introvert. But he's the president of one of the biggest nonprofit organizations in Chicago. And so I'm like, oh my goodness, he would be absolutely perfect to do the foreword for my book. And so, you know, I end up having a conversation with him. He ended up writing the foreword, but I wasn't able to finish the book at that time because, again, this was toward the end of 2019, and I need y'all to just see where I'm going with this. The end of 2019. And whenever I'm doing a book, it's not for me just about the writing part of the book, but I'm also thinking about the marketing part. So, AKA, I'm thinking about the end of the process at the beginning, because that helps me to understand who I am writing to, because knowing who I'm trying to market to helps me to know how to shape my book, right? And so I'm figuring out, okay, exactly what do I want to do with this book, because being the author of almost 20 books, every path is not the same for me. For some authors, it very well may be. They may have a standard formula and they just plug each book into the formula the exact same time and the same way. But I don't do that, because for me, each of the books that I write have a different purpose. And so I can't plug every book in the exact same formula, because every book is not purpose to achieve the exact same goals. And so hopefully that's making sense and you guys are following me with that. And so every book isn't as crazy as it may sound. Every book, I'm not looking to enter into contests. I'm not looking for every book to be award winning. Some books may just be for the purpose of, you know, maybe I'm doing some webinars and I need for this to be a book that goes along with that. Some books may, you know, like, so in either case, just a point being that every book has its own purpose and its own path. And so when I was writing this book, I knew that I wanted to tour with this book, right? Now keep in mind, this is at the end of 2019. And so, you know, I'm working with a few people on my team, and we're planning out how we're going to do the tour and exactly where we want to push it, because we're looking to launch this book at the top of 2020, like probably Q1 of 2020, and the tour is supposed to take place Q2 through Q3 of 2020, right? So, and I'm sorry for those people who don't plan your years out in quarters. So quarter one means, so no later than March of 2020, I was looking to drop the book, and I want to tour April through October of 2020, okay? But then what ends up happening in March? We come into a freaking pandemic and the entire world shuts down. And so although I was in the middle of writing the book, keep in mind, I kind of paused some on writing because now I'm working on implementing my plan for marketing. How am I going to execute it once it's actually done? And so when it comes that now we're in the midst of a freaking pandemic, oh, No, we're not going to release this book right now, because again, regardless of what's going on, depending on what strategy you implement, you can have success in a virtual environment, right? Because keep in mind, I published other books. There were other books that were published in the pandemic, but it was not this book, because what I wanted to do with this book, obviously, when the entire country, matter of fact, the world was shut down, that meant that I had to pivot, aka trust the process. So does it mean, did it mean that that particular book was no longer good, that it was no longer useful, that, okay, just forget about it and throw it away? No, it just meant that I had to understand that right now was not, that was no longer the proper time now, because it wouldn't be effective. What the plan was that I wanted to do with that book, if the entire country was shut down and I was targeting key people, I was targeting key places that I needed, you know, it only would be as impactful if we were in person, then that meant that now I had to pivot. And I couldn't question that the book, you know, I couldn't say, okay, well, now the book isn't good anymore, or it's not useful. No, I just had to understand that now this just was not the right time, right? The WRITE or RIGHT. It was not the right time for that project. But now you're on the cusp of 2023. So about, you know, 3 years later, and we're looking to come out with the book. We're looking to drop the book in 2023. And so now we can revisit. So does it mean that it's not going to be as successful? We don't know. But what I will say is that trusting the process means that I still have just as much faith in what we were looking to do in 2020 as I have and what we're going to do in 2023, right? But what has come with that now is people being able to embrace more the idea of hybrid events, right? Before the pandemic, people were not really sold on doing things virtually, right? I mean, like now in 2022, it seems like we've been doing everything online forever. But understand, that was not always the way. That was not something that people just took to easily. And so you had to do, it was really kind of like the cutting edge then when you were doing Skype and FaceTime. But again, because we've been doing it for so long, it seems like we've been doing it forever. But understand, this was just not the way that a lot of events were done then. So now trusting the process means that, okay, so I don't necessarily have to kill myself to try to get a huge in-person turnout, because it is just as possible to be successful doing a hybrid event, okay, where I can offer some people to attend virtually and then other people are actually in place, you know, personally. And so the point just is that if you don't have the patience necessary, you may miss the point. If everything for you is about, oh, it has to be done exactly like this, you know, I have to know exactly how it goes. And if it doesn't follow my exact, the way that I have it to work out, then that means that it just won't happen. Then what that means is that you're not trusting the process. And you have to be able to understand that the process is bigger than you. Let me say that again. The process is bigger than you, because no matter how old you are simply coming from a place in time that you are at that moment. So it's just, okay, this is what I'm trying to accomplish right here, right now. The process is looking at the bigger picture. So not just the who you are right now, but the process is about who you are even going to become, right? And not to make this a Bible class, but Romans 8:28, which is one of my favorite scriptures, says we know that all things work together for good to them who love God, right? And so the point being that whatever you're supposed to do is going to happen. It may not always happen the day that you think, the week, the month, the year, even the decade. But if it is something that you are purposed to do, it will happen, right? And so I'm hoping that for my authors, for my writers, I'm hoping that helped you to understand when we're talking about trusting the process, understand that what you need to do is really give yourself the ability to not know. Don't put so much pressure on yourself of saying this has to be chapter one and this has to be chapter two and this has to be chapter three. Don't be so concrete, but allow the process to take you over so that if you know in general, okay, I want to write a book about my life. I am all for outlines. When I'm working with my clients one-on-one, oh, trust me, we outline it. I got a whole process just for outlining. So I am all about outlining, but I am also all about allowing creativity to control the process, and you cannot control creativity. If it was that easy, you'd be creative every day. But there's a reason why there are some days where you're just not able to write. Even if you are the person that has that system in place where every day I write 500 words, even you, there's going to be a time where you just can't force creativity to happen. Like, you can sit down, you can start writing stuff, but it doesn't mean that it's going to be good. And so in those days, does it mean that you're less of a good writer? Absolutely not. It just means that some days the process is not going to it's not going to push your creativity. Some days your energies have to focus elsewhere. But if you trust the process, once that mental block is over with, once you come back, you're going to be better than ever. To those of you who are just now tuning in, what I'm doing is I am talking about what it means to trust the process. And so what I just did was kind of the previous segment was talking to authors, because again, I'm both a life coach and a lit coach. And as I say, a lot of the times the topics that I talk about are universal. And so the same way that they can work in one area, they can work in another area. And being a coach, my job is to get you all to see how. And so if you are not already doing so, please take a moment and follow me across social media platforms, whether it is Wisdom, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, TikTok, Clubhouse, or YouTube. You can find me at My Name is Tenille. And what I do across social media platforms is really what I do via my podcast. If you are not already subscribed to my Educated and Empowered podcast, I do ask that you go ahead and subscribe to that. It can be found on anchor.fm. You can also find it obviously on Spotify, iHeart, any of the major platforms, Apple, Amazon, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere where you can find podcasts, you'll be able to find my Educated and Empowered podcast. And for only $3.99 a month, you'll be able to access not just these talks, but there are also exclusive talks, exclusive content that I create just for my subscribers. And so I do ask that you show your support and then go over to anchor.fm and subscribe to my Educated and Empowered podcast. Also, I would be remiss if I did not mention that I created a documentary. I produced a documentary earlier in the year that dropped for Black History Month, and it was called The Four Eyes of the Black Man. The four eyes being identity, influence, insecurity, and impact. And that documentary is now available to view on Vimeo. I am super excited about that. And so you have the option to either buy it for $9.99, or you can rent it for 3 days for $3.99. This is a Black Friday special, so from now through Cyber Monday, you can go ahead, and it's not a 5-minute feature. This is a feature film. It's 90 minutes, and so I ask that you go to educatedandempowered.vhx. So video, Hear X-Ray. So VHX.TV. That is educated and empowered.VHX.TV. And then that way you can access that link and you can purchase it or rent it for the day. And so just very, very excited. And also I need to say, and I probably should have said in the last segment, for those writers out there, if you are looking to participate in an anthology, so an anthology just gives you the opportunity to produce content, but not an entire book. So maybe you have a story to tell, or you know, you have some stuff in you that you want to come out, but you're not sure if A, you're doing it right, you're not sure B, how to start, what to include, C, you're not sure if you have enough content to complete an entire book, but you do want to get it out, you do want some coaching, you do want to make sure that it stops just being a one day list and it's actually a, you know, a real day, a realization, then I encourage you to join my writer society. Again, we have a Black Friday special from Black Friday through Cyber Monday. Participation in this anthology is 50% off. It would only be $400 if you go to the website, which is weareaps.com. That's weareaps.com. Joining the or signing up to participate in this anthology gives you a guarantee that not only will your book be published in August, right? So this project that you're going to participate in, it will be published in August. And so if you've always been talking about one day you want to write your book, now you have a definitive end date. It will be available August 2023, number one. Number two, you will be part of a community of authors. So now you have other people that you can connect with, other people that you're going to be able to interact with, that's going to help to pour into you, help build you up. And then you're going to be working with myself, a national, international award-winning author, who's going to be able to give you pointers, not just about the project that the group will be working on, but if there is something that you're working on, and just to try to help strengthen you as an individual author, you're going to be able to get access to that. And then within that, we're going to also teach you on what it means to be an entrepreneur, right? So where you are also learning how to sell your product. So beyond just writing it, you're going to get tips. And so it does not matter where in the world you are listening to this broadcast. If you read, write, and speak English fluently, and you would like to participate in this project, this is something that is being offered virtually. And so we will start in January. It's only a 4-month investment, and not every day of the month. On the first Saturdays of the month, for January, February, March, and April, you will be able to join us virtually for just 2 hours. And we're going to, in January, we're going to do the layout of the book, talk about the chapters, assign chapters so everyone can have something to write on. February and March, we'll be able to come together and you'll be able to get feedback to help strengthen your writing. And then in April, we're going to give you that course on entrepreneurship, how to sell and market your book. And so if this is something that really speaks to you and you're tired of talking about someday, again, as a coach, my job is to make sure that I am giving you all some good outlets. So not just telling you, oh, you can do this and encouraging you, but also giving you an opportunity to put it in effect, right? And so this is the way that we tell the difference between the people who keep talking about things versus the people who actually want to do it. And so it's never going to be cheaper than this. You can, again, if you sign up between now and Monday, it's only $400. You can go to the website weareaps.com and then click under the Writer Society tab, which will be found under the bookstore, and you can sign up for it. Or again, if that was too much, just connect with me across social media at My Name Is Tenille. Hit me up in the inbox and say, hey, Tennille, I was listening to your podcast and I want access to that deal and I got you. Like, even if you get me after Monday and then you hear this, say you hear it by Tuesday, as long as you hit me up before November is over and you tell me that you heard this from my podcast, then I will honor that deal. And so again, come on, y'all. I'm excited. I want to help you realize your dream, help you get to that next level. And so if you are genuinely interested and ready to say, hey, I want to be a published author, I'm telling you that this is the way. You don't have to wonder if you'll be able to finish it. Once you sign up, you'll be given your chapter or chapters and you will have the opportunity to contribute. And then not only are you going to be a part of this book, but you will also be an honoree. That's right. You will automatically be honored at our 7th annual awards gala. So that lets you know the fact that this is year 7, that this is not the first time that we're doing this. We normally have at least 200 people in attendance from all across the country. And so I am encouraging you to do this, not just for yourself, but for others that's out there who are waiting for you to finish getting it done. They're waiting for your message. I always say that everybody has an audience, and so you just got to be able to tap into it. So again, make sure you go to that website, weareaps.com, weareaps.com. And then you want to find that Writer Society link, which or the tab, which is going to be under our bookstore. So I just encourage you all to do that between now and Monday to get that 50% off discount. And let's go ahead and together we can trust the writing process. And we know that at the end of this process, you would be considered a published author. I just shared how trusting the process works in your literary life. But would you like to know how it works in your regular life? Then subscribe to my podcast and then you'll gain access to that bonus episode.